You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Calling, tuning, chiming, job, live. We are live. Morning Grind Radio Show with your man, your guy. Thank you, John Owens, the Grindologist. I'm excited today. I'm fired up today. I got my amazing panel. These young people right here are amazing. The commitment it takes, man, to just get out there to help people. Listen, It's the end of the year. It's the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, we're deep into it at this point, man. We're going to close out this year strong because you got up this morning to hear about how you're going to make it happen for you. Obviously, we're in gratitude mode. Thank you for, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being able to be on here this morning in the first place. Amen. Let's get started like that. I want to open the platform real quick, get this amazing panel, get this discussion. We had a pre-call. And we've been talking about, you know, becoming an expert in your field. All of us out there committed, we got, whether it be work, whether it be business, whether it be entrepreneurship, whatever it might be, becoming an expert in your field, a true expert in what you do, you know, getting your craft honed down to, you know, you know what to do. Man, let's open the door. Let's open the window. Let's get the world awake this morning. Let's shake that rug out. Let's make some noise this morning. I got my main man on here, Mr. Neosha Morris, a business developer, entrepreneur himself, absolutely out there in the front lines as an expert in the field of network marketing. I got Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, an expert in the field of personal and business development, speaker, coaches, author, world renowned, and then doing a lot of things, actually opened the door for me, myself. And I've been an expert in sales and people development for, I don't know, I've been doing it all my life. You don't think of it as such, but think of the things you've been doing. Mr. Morris, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, good morning to you both.
Great morning, Mr. Owens. How you doing, sir?
Man, fired up, man. You know, it's Monday morning. You know, I love Monday. I'm on Friday. I'm like, man, it's already the week. Man, the people ready to take a break. It's time to work. That's where I work the people, right? That's how you get to be the grindologist. But, man, it's Monday, man. I feel good.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited and fired up as well for Monday. I remember there was a time where I used to hate Mondays. But now I'm super excited about Monday. Got new opportunities and a new start.
Man, new opportunity, new start. You're absolutely right. Every day you wake up, you got a purpose, or you wouldn't even wake up again. Adele J. Foster Glenn, the phenomenal leader that you are out there in Dallas, Texas, man, waking up this morning, grateful, expert in your field. You've been doing what you've been doing now for 20, 30, 40 years back here with Methuselah. I suspect you've been doing it for a good long time. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday. And, oh, wow. Yes, I have been doing it for quite a while, but I didn't want you to tell my age. Anyway, you know, I'm excited. I am truly, truly excited. We're going to be on the grind this morning, and I mean truly being on the grind, which means we get to tell what makes us an expert in our field. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Can't wait.
Yeah, you know, and I really want to inspire people. What makes you, you know, or how do you become an expert in the field in any degree, in any way at all? It could be making those, putting up fences, cutting grass. I love to use these self-empowerment kind of deals. If you can get a lawnmower, you can have a lawn and garden company. You know, it's really that simple, right, if you do the work. But if you've been doing it for a long time, you have to know that you've been empowered to have an expertise in something, and we're going to wake up some people to what that might be. Neosha, you know, you're in the field of business and personal development. You know, how do you see, you know, what does it take in all your readings, and, you know, you well read it, becoming an expert in anything? What does it take?
Man, you know what? Ooh, thank you for this amazing platform, man, the opportunity to serve with you this morning, sir. But absolutely, man, I talked to a lot of people, man, in the business realm, and a lot of people say, man, once you put in about 10,000 hours of grind and work, you're probably an expert in your field. And then I saw the definition of it. It said a person who has a comprehensive and authoritative knowledge of or skill in a particular area. So that's where you will be, my brother.
Hmm. I like that. So that means that you've been applying making candles for like 30 years just at home, tooling with it and messing around with it. The first time you made a candle, it was supposed to be an angel for Christmas, but it came out looking like some kind of a dog or something like that, but you made it into an ashtray. But over time, you became really, really good at it, and it's been a hobby. By default, you become an expert. Is that what I'm hearing today, Jose Foster Glenn? People don't even know what they become as they do the thing that they do.
You know, that's what you're hearing. Because I go back. I'm going to go way back because we've been working since the end of time. And when I say we've been working, we've been cleaning houses, we've been cooking. All of that is, you know, is a skill. And some people don't even appreciate that or see it as a skill. Oh, I just do this. We've been sewing, mending clothes. We've been doing it all. So now let's talk about what makes us what we are. Do we really have to read? Not necessarily. We just be doing it. And so, like, I'm going to go to the Nike commercial. We just do it.
You know, being that I'm looking at networking, you know, for me. I've been a natural networker all my life. I meet people naturally. I connect people naturally. I like to connect people naturally. I have a spirit of meeting good people. I have a spirit of discernment of who to work with and who not to. Agendas and personalities and things like that. And through that, years as a kid, to a young adult, to a man, that just parlayed into everything that I've ever done in auto sales, the people skills, right? In sales, man, I was attracted to kind of people where I'd have appointments all the time, people walking up there and anything that I've ever done. And I mastered the skill of networking, following up, following through, doing the things, you know, that you say you're going to do, and those principles, but I didn't know it until I got around people that introduced me to, you know, understanding your own personal power. So this is what this really this morning is, to help people understand their personal power. Look at it, data processes. Somebody's been working a job for 30, 40 years at whatever company, putting information into the system, communicating, so their customer service representatives, right? But they may not put that on the resume because they don't think it's a power. And then apply it to themselves. And right now, your own process of what you want to do. Because, see, that's the real deal. If you get a skill, you should apply it to what you want to do for your life and yourself and your family and your s'mores. Man, getting those skills and knowing that you got it, because once you wake up to, wait a minute, I've been doing this all for a long, long time, and I know all the routes, I know the back door, I know the communication, I know how to get this contract done in 10 minutes, and I've been doing it for 30 years, but people don't recognize that power. How do we wake people up to the personal power that they already have?
Man, you know what? We just probably got to just set an example for them and show them people and leaders that have been and already have paved the road where we're traveling, brother. There's so many people out here have already done put in 10,000 hours and have became what we call experts in their field. You know, like you talked about, 30 years of service over here. I have currently 22 plus years with the United States Postal Service. And once I made my first delivery 22 years ago, and I would say up to now, delivering mail and putting it in the mailbox, I would consider myself an expert. So I put out putting that kind of time in and those kind of repetitions day after day, hour after hour. So I would consider myself as an expert, and that's probably what we need to do, my friend.
So the amazing thing in that is, so let's use, you know, general work practices. So when I got to into auto sales, I knew nothing about the industry. Same thing with meeting Ms. Foster. You know, I was give a speech. I never spoke. You know, no, you could do it. She came up to the door. Auto sales, same thing. Once I got around people that now they encouraged me, they endorsed me, they supported me, so I had a cocoon where I could kind of fail and know that, hey, it was people that really believed in me. So it gave me a boost. But what I applied were my natural skills all the time. In auto sales, I looked at a very successful auto sales. They had their own process, but what I applied was my, hey, I'm kind of, you know, nerdy, so I like the computer. I found out they had a CRM system. I've been putting information into CRM for years just by default, and now that I had one, man, I was able to use what nobody else was using, that skill. But then I could put it in the resume, data processing, which opened up the door for me to become an internet sales and marketing director for one of the biggest Mitsubishi sales companies in the country. Man, little Arlington, Texas. But I applied the stuff that he gave me that I had become an expert on, and now I knew it. Once you know something, though, then now you're empowered. So we want people to know what you have. Think about it. Think about the things that you've done and how you found out. Wait a minute. I've been writing letters. I've been writing scripts. I've been doing this. Man, I'm an author. How did you figure out that you were an expert writer?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's awesome because figuring out that I was an expert writer was in my dreams. And when I say in my dreams, because I've been writing since I was a kid, and I told the story yesterday, and I'm going to share it again today, because as a child, I used to read books by this woman called Betty Cavanna. And in my mind, I wanted to be an author just like her. So I wrote a story, sent it to her, told her I wanted to get it published, and she told me wait until I grow up and take journalism. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to this right now, I never took journalism in college, but I am a published author. And becoming that published author, I will tell you that I had so many people ask me how to publish a book that I went into teaching people not only how to publish a book, started my publishing company, but I also started teaching them how to write that book. So being an expert, you can be an expert in whatever you love to do. Just love to do it. Don't think that it's something that you have to do or you got to do. You want to do it because it's up to you. You have the experience. You have the knowledge. People will pay you for what you know.
That knowledge, they pay you for your knowledge. That's a good one right there. You know, you could make a car. You don't have to buy a car. You could actually make one and not buy one. You could make you a Chevy, Ford, hybrid, and everything else if you know how to do it. But it's easier to go down and use the knowledge that somebody's applied to go down and buy a car. As it be in the backyard, try to make one, right? Unless you one of those kind of visionaries. Man, waking up to your personal power, though, is what this whole deal is about. If you've been applying something for a long time for something, you may have expertise in communications and not even know it. You've been working as a sales rep for the telephone company for all these years, calming irate customers down and customer service. Now, if you think about it, in today's time, it's a chance to apply that to your own business, to your own self, to your own process. Why not even put that in your resume? That's the deal. I share here to help people because that's my major goal is to wake people up. You know, I look for partnerships and business, and I love to help people. I want to open up doors. I've been through so much in my life, man. Only through Him who died, you know, man, could I even think that any of this could be possible, that I could be here having a radio show in the first place? Let me talk about expertise. See, it's not that you went to this school, like you said today. Somebody was telling me that I needed to go to some speaking school to become a speaker and all of those different things, and then I could get on radio, had a good voice. I never wanted to be on radio, but I was just doing the work. I was doing the work, and I got tapped on the shoulder by a young lady named Princella Beasley, who gave me an opportunity to have a four-hour show 5 days a week right after the Steve Harvey radio show, and I had never done anything in a deal. You opened some doors where people saw me speak at your deal that opened other doors. But now, just by being a networker, I got people to engage in what I was doing because I was an expert networker. So wherever I go, I apply my skills, but that's not what something you generally put on a resume. But guess what it is? It's marketing. So I just absolutely what it is. Nakia Davis, the founder of this radio station right here, We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. For over 10 years, she's been tirelessly developing this network to become an expert in the field of radio broadcasting. Man, an amazing process. Learning the wheels, producing the shows, all the work that it takes, just like anything else. Man, out doing what you do, please recognize what you've been doing as you are an expert at something. You've been doing it long enough. It might just be sweeping. You clean that yard so good. You clean window. It's every field has its value. And the OSHA, as a United States Postal Service worker, you become an expert in your field in network marketing by default, just doing the hours because you believe in additional income and you show people how to do it. So even just doing the work, people always ask, how long, right? Tell them about the work and the focus and the commitment that it takes to do anything, sir.
Man, absolutely, man. I tell you what, you know, just doing the work. It's kind of like you, sir, you always say do the work. You know, do the work and think about this. The work will never forget us. But the thing is, when you put in that countless hours and that work and that commitment, you know, 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, this means 417 days worth of hours, or 3 hours a day for 3,333 days is a little over like about 9 years, right? So we're talking about becoming an expert. So we just have to put in the work, you know, and the thing is, it's repetition. You know, if anything we do, you know, when we first start off with any project or job or any business, we're a little apprehensive, a little hesitant. However, once you get going and you get a few repetitions, almost like using a computer for the first time, and then once you learn how to log in, it becomes second nature to us, and we don't even think about it. We just on autopilot. So when you become an expert, that kind of happens right in line, sir.
That's beast. I'm gonna show you how cold he fashioned me to be. I'm going to take each of your business models to include We Talk Radio and how the application of becoming an expert allow you to do exactly what you want to do. You, sir, you've been at the United States Postal Service for 22 years. You've become an expert in packing. If you wanted to start a packing company, guess what? You're an expert today. Through the work that they put in hundreds of thousands of dollars in training, technique, skills, routes, packing, shipping, how to logistics and everything else. As an expert in that field to be able to do that. Now, if you say, hey, wait a minute, I could do this. And so you said it was going to be more packing and shipping. Amazon did it. I'm just saying. As an expert, we have the power that we might not even know. So, Adele, you writing, you doing what you love to do, sharing, helping people do that for years and years and years and years. To the tune, you say, wait a minute. This is a business. I've been doing this so long for natural, just because I love it. I naturally became good at it. See, whether it's for work or it's for what you do as a cause or something that's calling you, you're still an expert in it. Now you've been doing this for decades. Now you're an expert in the field. You help people do it. You start teaching it. And Kia Davis, Kia D, We Talk Radio. Her vision to help people. She was a passionate Chamber of Commerce out there in the community, helping people, you know, sharing other people's concepts, hosting events. Wait a minute. I could do this and have a bullhorn around the world. I've been doing this so long to where you birthed your own radio network. Why? Amazing. Myself, networker, love helping people. Absolutely been through so much in my life that I call myself the excuse killer. I don't want to hear it because I don't make excuses. So, you know, I've been through some stuff. Either I can or will or won't, but it won't be one in between. And those are the kind of people I look to work with, and I became through doing what I do naturally, helping people, opening doors, being unafraid, listening to people, doing better than myself, being coachable, being accountable, and those things like that, man, opened doors for me to where, man, wait a minute. I'm a master network. I could go in any room and any door and meet people and find a value and find a partnership that creates a production of some sort that I love doing anyway. And by default, it becomes some money at the end of the day. That's how you do it. And that's how you get your book. And that's how you do everything else. I'm going to open the floor. I would love for just to share, you know, what you see and the focus that it takes now once you understand what you have, how you put the focus to it to become an expert in that once you find out what it is that you do.
Man, I'll tell you what, this is an awesome topic. You know, man, it was something that I always wondered how people got so good at what they did. And I said, you know what, let me start to study some of our leaders and some people that came before me to find out how I can become good at what I do and what I wanted to do. And even just a quick dating myself a little bit, in the 80s when I was an athlete, man, I was wondering how some of the guys, the Hall of Fame guys, NFL, and some of the college guys were so good at their craft. And then I started doing some research, Mr. Owens, and I found out that they spend countless hours, day and night, and they focus their minds on their goals. And so what they did was they started in the mind, focusing in the head, and they went from the mind down to the heart to the body. And so it all starts, your vision starts in your mind. And these guys put that plan into action and became very good athletes. So I try to pattern myself after them gentlemen as an athlete, but here I am in business as well. Now I'm working with some people that are experts in the field, just like yourself, sir, as a networker. So I try to partner with people like yourself, with Mr. Dale, and you guys are experts in your field. And I can learn something from you guys as well as I continue to grow in my field of network marketing.
Wow. So in networking, becoming, understanding how the natural networker kind of came, that's natural, and as an expert or very well learned in the field, where I could come to a company and bring a value by being able to connect with people that like what's going on with that company. And now applying the focus to it was when I learned, okay, it takes 2.3 seconds for someone to know if they're going to do business with you or not in auto sales. And that's when I began to get really focused on what it takes. Okay, follow-up. It's not the follow-up. It's the immediate follow-up that makes the impact. See, that's how you get a real, you know, precision point to your expertise. Those are the things that you go to school for. Those are the things that you read about. And those are the things that give you the edge on being able to be really good at something and being an expert at something. See, that's the differentiating point right there. Now, once I took what I could do naturally and I worked on it in the dark. And, you know, man, okay, I need to create email templates so I can be fast with my response time for clients that need something in customer relations management systems some way. Man, once I began to do it, I could teach it. Expert, focus. But it took years. I come from way behind, but it took years. People like to say that, oh, you blew up. No. Where you been? There. The work you got to do to get to anywhere once you find out where you want to go. Now, okay, this this Flintstone car don't get me there. I need to get some fuel efficient if I'm gonna travel. You know, how do you get to the precision points of becoming that expert going to school reading? What would you say? What are some of the suggestions you have?
You know, you said something so profound, because people see you blow up or at that stage of being blown up, they don't even understand what it took to get you there. And it does take time. You know, I think about, you know, in terms of writing. I've been writing since I was a child, but I only wrote poetry. But I wanted something more as a child, and that was to have a book. But that meant I had to read. How do you make that happen? Do you start from nothing to make something, or do you grow into it? And so I always say, start from what you know, and then you grow. So as a child, I only knew how to write. But because I knew that, I began to read and study. And yes, I went to school. So am I worth being paid for? Absolutely. Because I've got something that others want. And I will tell our listening audience out there, you've got something that others want. And this is my favorite saying, someone's holding your money. You have not because you asked not.
Man, you said something right there. Now, you know, that's another class now. Now, hold on. We're going to give them everything in one call, right? That's the class about knowing your value. See, once you're an expert, now you get to know what your value is. And you, with integrity, you know what it's worth. You know, hey, wait a minute now. I've done the work. That's another class. Listen, when you operate in what you love, what you like, You may not even know that you're liking it because you don't like how you're doing it. But you're doing it at work. You know, you got this job, maybe you love it, maybe whatever, but you like what you do. And you do what you do well. You have pride in what you do. And that skill, it transfers where you are, where you want to go. I like to use the story of people that are always in a situation, one side or other, good or bad, whatever, indifferent. They're always in a similar situation no matter where they go, who they're incorporated with, what they do, Houston, Chicago, New York, they didn't hire me, or whatever it is, you know the kind. If you see that, and it's not everybody else, see it, it's you. It's your time to become what it is for you to do. And that's why you keep experiencing the same thing over and over again. I believe that we experience the same thing over and over again until we master the lesson. That lesson is just going to reappear over and over again. And that application right now is because it's something that you have that's unique to you, and it's time for you to explore. You know, I like this. I like to just really allow you guys to share on that point this morning. I think it's important. Somebody's going to get a message this morning that says, hey, look here, man, if I could do it for them, and I've been doing it that long for them, I've been learning for me. What about applying that skill to me, whatever that might be? And the floor is open to you guys. Anybody got something to say on that?
Man, I tell you what, Mr. Owens, you know, talking about being an expert in the field, I'm going to continue to work at it on my way as a business owner to becoming an expert. Not sure if I got 10,000 hours in yet, but I will continue to do 10,000 hours plus, because I want to make sure I'm in a position to have the knowledge and the expertise to make sure when I help a family or an individual. As a business owner, I want to make sure I can give them the right tools and lead them the right way so they can also reach one as well. So we just want to continue to just build and grow. And a lot of platform you got here, and you got some amazing guests on here and panel, man. I appreciate Easter and everything, man. This is an amazing platform just to learn and grow from, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for that opportunity.
Absolutely, do.
Yes, sir.
Man, I know you've been an expert in your field. You don't even have to know that you're an expert, but we want to wake people up to it. It's not about I know, it's about waking up to what you have that you love, that you've been doing. You've been taking them pictures with that camera for years and years and years. You know all the apertures and everything because you love it, probably even better than a photographer. Man, you can apply that to your own self. You know, what do you say about, you know, waking people up to the application of their own design?
Well, I'm going to say that your gifts make room for you because that's what my favorite book says. So waking up to your own design, you have everything you need, you have right in front of you. You know, like I said earlier, you have not because you ask not. That's because most of the time we disregard our gifts and talents. I've been talented since I was a little kid. And, you know, I think about, you know, my first gift was sewing. And I made doll clothes, but then I started making clothes for grown folks. And I realized that was something I loved to do. So there was a book, and there still is a book out there that says, love what you do, and the money will follow. Well, love what you do. If you love to clean, if you love to cook, you know, that's a skill. Kijana said it earlier, you know, you get a lot more, get out there and cut somebody's grass and make some money. Well, you can get some material, cut that material, and make somebody a pair of pants. And guess what? That's a business. But you don't see that as a business because you chop it up and you say, I'm going to work for somebody else. If you're going to build somebody else's dream, build your own dream as well.
Man, that sounds like choose your heart. See, that's another class. When you choose your heart. See, it's hard driving back and forth to work when you hate it, too. As well as it's hard when the red bill comes in because you ain't going over there, but you was going over there, and all you can barely do is put gas back in the tank to get back and forth, and miserable in the meantime. But the other hard is say, you know what, I could sew my own stuff. I could be, I was going to say Carl Canai, but that'll date you right there, right? But listen, man, if you will, I'll share my passion and expertise that I had that I didn't know that was a super gift. The ability to hear someone's concept, someone's idea, someone's thought, someone's passion, listen to it, internalize it, and regurgitate it, if you will, in a way that they can't even say it. Their company. Like, well, wait a minute. You think I could do that with my company? Why couldn't you? So with that, if you know the show Blackish, they get in those marketing rooms where you got the idea they want to make the Kellogg's or whatever the company is, they want to do a new campaign. Those campaign concepts and ideas and things have been a blessing to me, which got me in the market. I didn't know I was good at it until I started seeing putting my stuff on billboards. I started seeing people put my stuff in their commercials. I'm seeing my stuff on TV. Wait a minute, they love to call me and ask me for my idea or how they could develop this concept. But on the other side of the money, I wasn't in the room. But see, I had gained an expertise because I do well. So what I did, I turned it into a marketing company, Success Express Marketing Solutions. I've been doing it for over a decade now, which gives me a precision point expertise. That's what it's about. But I chose my own hard because it's hard. Oh, man, please. Cars yanked out the driveway, you know, at night. It was there in the morning or at night, but it wasn't there in the morning. You know the deal. I'm being there. Hey, the hard. Dios, talk about the real work that has got to be done, bro.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what. We're talking about getting up early, staying up late. We're talking about reading and studying. We're talking about, you know, going out to meetups. We're talking about going to conferences. We're talking about going to Zoom. Man, we're talking about
Zoom in the other room, right? And it's hard to go to Zoom in the other room. Yes, sir.
We're talking about going to conventions. We're talking about masterminding. Brother, we're talking about the work. Getting in the books, reading the books. We're talking about studying our craft. Man, whew, getting up early. A lot of times people say, I'm not a morning person. Guess what? I was not a morning person either myself. But the thing is, if you have a goal and a dream and you want to reach that goal or dream, what if the other person that you're standing next to and thousands of millions of other people have the same goal that you have? How do you outwork that person? So you got to sacrifice. So you got to get up early and try to outwork the next man by burning the midnight oil, getting up before him, putting in work, and staying up late and working while he's sleeping. So the thing is, we got to get out of here, man, and cut out, like you would say, I ain't making no excuses. We got to cut the excuses, because guess what? And cut out all these opinions, because everybody has one because they're free. And we just got to do the work, man. I'm going to take your line. We just got to do the work. That's all we have to do.
Yeah. You know what? Right now, I'm going to keep using examples that you can see that we could we could mix. So we've been doing this Morning Grind radio show now through March. I believe we started early April, which gives us about 30 hours or so of content, right, as we begin to master just this specific platform. But they're podcasts. So the world opened up to podcasts, and that's 30 podcasts. That's content. Now, that's more podcast content than most of the competitors would have already before even launching. That's how you become ahead, doing the work. You don't know what the work is doing, just do the work. See, you know, I bet you even in this panel right here, that will pop your mind. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, we got that much content. See, that content is powerful because these are replays. Somebody's going to get hit with something that says, wow, I need to get up. You know what? Hopefully they say, you know what the old saying is? Man, you so right, right? Man, you so right. Man, I've been driving 3 hours one way to get over there and barely got gas at the end of the deal. I bet you, man, if I apply that same deal right there to what I've been doing for them, man, to me, if I got to hedge my way out of that, cut the strength, I don't know, man. You got to make a decision for yourself and your family, man. We don't have time, man. There's a lot going on around the world. So it's nice to talk about, you know, you could do this. And man, we got to do something. That's, man, God put us here to do something. It's time to do something. I don't know what that something is, but it's time to do it. Adele, you got to give your information out there as we get ready to close out this hour. It's been powerful. Somebody going to get it. They don't get it today. They don't get it on replay. They going to get it another day, but they're going to get it some kind of way. Adele, tell people about how they can connect with you, current projects, what you have to say, and close the comments.
Thank you so much. I hope our listening audience, I won't say I hope, I know if you're listening to this podcast, listen, I call it a podcast because this is what it's going to be. But if you're listening to this show right now, The Morning Grind, I'm going to tell you that you got a mouthful, because me, Theosha, Kijana, we gave you something that you can take and run with it. And if you're listening, you should be running right now, running to make things happen. I'm going to tell you, you can reach me at 469-543-2366. Again, that's 469-543-2366. And check out meettheauthors.net. Me and Kijana are looking for you. We want to help you market your book, get it out there, and get it into people's hands so they can read it and become an author or writer or just learn something from your book.
Man, there it is. Adele J. Foster, Dream Right. I love you, my sister. Success. Absolutely. Glad to have you all. You always bring a power pack punch. Thank you for opening some doors for me over a decade ago to where I could, you know, do what I enjoy doing. And by default, I became pretty good at it. Mr. Neosha Morris, man, you sir, honor and privilege and a plum pleasing pleasure, as Les Brown would say. Absolutely to have you on, man. Please tell the people, you know, any last comments on, you know, the focus or waking up to your own, you know, purpose and becoming that expert that they probably are already, man. And any closing comments you got, how they can reach you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the opportunity, man. I appreciate you guys. Mr. Bill, Jake Foster, Glenn, you and Mr. Owens, man. Appreciate you guys. Another amazing opportunity and amazing show today. And I tell you what, you know, ladies and gentlemen, just work on being an expert. We're talking 10,000 hours of whatever it is that you're involved in. Put the hours in and just do the work, and the results will come. And you can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. Email neoshamorris@gmail.com. neoshamorris@gmail.com. And me and Mr. Owens, we just help people with business entrepreneurship. We show people how to work online from home, earn some additional income, and we work right in the largest industry in the world of $8 trillion, which is the travel industry. So we're in the business of travel. So you're looking to earn some additional income from home, help your families, and to leave a legacy, please contact me. Thank you, Ms. Owen.
My man, as I always call you, man, that's my man right there. We 1-2-1-2. You know, 1-2-1-2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Honored to have you all, man. Absolutely giving the ocean, man. The brothers out there making a move, man, delivering that mail. So on a part-time entrepreneurial basis, man, this young man is on his way to be putting six figures in his household on a part-time basis. He got some facts for you with an income, man. Get with him. You got to get with him. To get a follow-up with me in any capacity, man, visit WeTalkRadio.com. Why don't you visit WeTalkRadio.com, click all the links, check out all the shows, check out everything that we got going on. Make a difference, you know. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Let's put your information on our site. Let me interview you, you know, get involved. There's a lot going on right now. We're in the fourth quarter. You know, if you want to market your business, we want to help you do that. If you want to tell the story about what you're doing in the community, we most definitely want to do that. We talk radio, we talk, we listen, but most importantly, man, we take action. So, you know, just follow up with us at WeTalkRadio.com. The amazing, the Kia Davis, Kia D, as we call her, and the amazing Mr. T. Smiley on that executive board, man, making some amazing moves in the community as well. I like to also talk about that they got their nonprofit outreach with the Heels on the Move to Heal. Just had the third annual Charity Shoe Fashion Show. I was honored to be a host or facilitator along with Mr. T. Smiley, man, an amazing deal. Checked him out on Facebook, too. So, again, if I could just leave you with something that turning what you already been doing. You might not even know it. That's what he is. You know, God will give you stuff you've been doing. You might not even like that you've been doing it because you've been doing it for people that don't appreciate you. But guess what? If you turn that appreciation around to appreciate you and choose your own hard, see, it's going to be hard either way. It's hard not to, and it's hard to. It's hard to diet, and it's hard not to diet. It's hard to take the medicine, and it's hard to feel the ramifications of not taking the medicine. It's hard to go to work, and it's hard to feel the pain of not going to work. The same thing, but you get to choose your hard, and choose your own hard. We only got one chance. Choose yours. Choose you. Choose your family. Choose your legacy. Choose what you got to do. Choose what he put you here to do. Do what you're supposed to do for you. I mean, you got to do it. It's going to be hard anyway. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. Steve Harvey says it best. I'm just repeating what we already know. And look in the mirror, man. Choose you. My name is Kajana Owens. This is the Grindology. I am Dr. Grindology. This is the Morning Grind radio show on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. We're going global. We're looking for you. We're looking to make a difference. We talk, we listen, we take action. Have a good one. God bless. Be encouraged.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grind Allison. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.